Well, good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day, isn't it? Especially when the sun was out, bouncing off that snow. It was gorgeous out there. So I just want to say welcome to everybody. Welcome friends, family, visitors. Don't see any visitors yet, but maybe they'll come in late. Amen? So I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Yesterday at the men's group, I was sharing about how there's different levels of fullness, and hopefully we all want to get Thanksgiving full of God today. Amen? Because there's full, there's buffet full, and there's Thanksgiving full. And so let's get Thanksgiving full of God today. So let me open this up in prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we just love you, and we praise you, we exalt you. Lord, our hearts are overflowing with thanksgiving. We just thank you so much for your great love, for your great salvation, for your presence in our lives. Thank you, God. This word salvation, it's just the tip of the iceberg, literally. The tiny little part that's above water is what your love means to us, Lord. So we just want to make sure you know, in this season of Thanksgiving, we're most thankful for you. Thank you, God. Thank you for the people in our lives. Thank you for this family that we all belong to. And thank you, Lord, for our great future in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. Hi, Oren. Well, special welcome to Alex and Joy and the girls. Love to have you guys visiting here today with you. So before I get into the rest of the announcements, I would like to call Angie up, and she's going to explain our Christmas tree today. All right. Awesome.
I'm her moral support.
She's awesome. Just stand behind me so when I fall.
I got your
no,
I got
just kidding.
Your
All right, good morning, everybody. So we have adopted two families, and one is a family of four, a mom, dad, a little girl, and a brother. And there's some information out on the back table about them, kind of their little, yeah, their story. And then we have a family of seven, five girls and mom and dad. And there's a story about them as well. So what we're going to do is we have a tree out in, do you guys call it a narthex? The foyer, okay. A tree in the foyer with little tags, please. Thank you, ma'am. It's got those on there. And you can look on the back, and there's like items that they need. If you would like to purchase one of the items on the back, we have like a little sign-up sheet to just please put down what you're planning to buy for the family. You can do one thing. You can do two things. You can do however many you would like. But if you can't, that's fine also. And then if you will, just put the tag back on the tree so the next person can also go off of that tag. Again, if you want to do the whole tag or multiple tags, that's totally okay. So, and we just want to be able to bless this family. And then there's the two families both will come here to pick up. And so any gift that you purchase, if you'll bring unwrapped, and then the Wednesday, I forgot the date. Mike, you should help me here. The 14th. On the 14th, we are going to do wrapping here instead of doing our life groups. We're going to come here, wrap, bless the presents, and then that weekend before Christmas, we're going to give them to the families, be able to talk to them a little bit and bless them. And today, we also are going to do a special offering for these families. They have utility bills that have either been turned off and need help turning back on or just to help with next month. So if we could be generous enough to bless these families as we've been blessed here. Thank you. Oh.
Just a little. The bulletin will say have the presents in by the 19th. If you could just make a note for yourself and put it on the 14th. The presents have to be in by the 14th because that's when we will be wrapping them. And the sign-up sheet, we would like to know who got who. So when you take your tag off the tree, come over here and sign your name next to that person, okay? So we know that they Their name has been picked, and they will be bought a present. And there's a $20 limit. You don't have to spend beyond that. But we do want to make sure that everybody, especially the children, get equal amounts of gifts. So we're trying to coordinate it.
So one suggestion we had is if you take the tag off the tree and you find an item that you'd like, write it next to here and put the tag back on the tree. If you take the whole tag and you have intention of getting all of the things because it's within the $20 that Jeanette said, but you don't or you can't find them, please bring the tag back because maybe somebody else that didn't get a tag would like to try to purchase items because there are limited tags right now. So who picked what? Yep. So just follow the sheet and it should be okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. So this is the first year that we are doing this. So we're kind of figuring it out as we go along. So if we just be patient with each other while we hit some speed bumps, that'd be really good. And we just got a hold of these families literally like 10 days ago. So it's kind of last minute, first time of doing this thing. We're all working together. But if we can just be patient and gracious while we do this, I think it's going to be a really, really good thing. As we bless families right here in the neighborhood, like our sign says, in the neighborhood, for the neighborhood, we can actually do that this year and change these two families' Christmas in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Awesome. So first we'll take the regular offering, and then we'll take special offering. And if you're wondering what's the difference and why would we do what we're doing, well, scripturally, there's three types of giving. There's tithing, and tithing is 10% of your increase. And some people think, well, is that before taxes or after taxes? Do I tithe my bonuses? Do I tithe my inheritance? Do I tithe? The Bible says to take 10% right off the top of your increase, whatever that is, and that's what we give to God. That goes in the storehouse. It says literally bring 10% to the storehouse. So that pays my salary. That pays for any kind of upkeep or equipment, the utilities, that kind of stuff. The day-to-day business costs of the temple in the Old Testament, of the church in the New Testament. That's what the tithes are for. And then special offerings is what we as a church family decide is important enough for us to take up a special collection for whatever that is. This time it's going to be for these two families. We want to really bless them and help them at Christmas time. But it could be for a new drum set. It could be new sound system. It could be to refurbish the fellowship room. We take a special offering as a family, which is separate from our tithes, special offering. And then the third type of giving that the Bible teaches is alms. Not used to winter out there. It's kind of nice. So alms are what we do when we help people that are less fortunate than us. And that's a personal type giving. So if I see someone on the street looks like they need some help, I can just give them some alms. I can give them money right out of my pocket. If a family says, you know what, I see another hurting family, I think our family can take care of them. That's alms. So you got tithing, 10% of your increase. You got special offerings as a family, a goal that we want to take care of. And then you got alms, just helping people that are less fortunate than ourselves. So we'll start out with tithes, and then we'll take a special offering after that. If I could have the ushers come up. Yay! Well, Father God, I just thank you for the joy that's in the house of the Lord. Father, it's you that literally puts your joy in our hearts. It's you that gives us peace. It's you that gives us all the intangibles that can't be bought in a store, can't be ordered from Amazon. We can't make them in our own strength. It's the treasures of the kingdom that you pour out on us. And Lord, we're just going to respond to that, to your goodness to us, to our full lives and our full hearts. We're going to give back to you 10% because we acknowledge, Father, we might be cutting this church, the check at church, or putting the money in at church, but what we give today, we're giving to you to glorify your name, to extend the kingdom, and to change lives in real and measurable ways. We're asking this in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you bless this offering? And Lord, would you bless the givers? In Jesus' name, amen. I want to give a special thank you for everybody that came in and helped decorate the church. Didn't they do an awesome job, everybody? Man. Thank you, Tammy, for overseeing it. I know it's not easy. All of us guys just want to come in and cut, chop, hammer tape, leave. And Tammy's like, no, you're going to be creative. There's more in you than just swinging a hammer. Let's try to apply yourself. So thank you, Tammy, for stretching us. I want to say thank you to the ladies that served us yesterday with the men's breakfast. It was awesome. So thank you, the women that came in and cooked the meal and helped clean up and all that. Thank you. God bless you. And so let's take the special offering. Again, it's for these two families that are less fortunate than us. I know all of us have gone through tough times where we needed someone to help us. And right now, I think a lot of us are in a place where we get to do that now. We get to return the favor, so to speak, and help someone else that's in a tough time. So, Father, we're going to take up this special offering today. And Lord, again, it's not just money that we're going to put in a pot and just forget about, Lord. We're literally giving this money today, our resources, so that you can bless it and multiply it. And literally, God, we're asking for a complete change in these families now. Lord, I don't know what happened to them to get them in a place now where they need help. But Lord, I'm praying in Jesus' name that not only will what we're doing now get them gifts and pay bills and stuff, but Lord, I'm praying that the kingdom of God would come to these families. I'm praying for absolute salvation for every single soul in these families. Lord, we just lift them up to you. And we're asking for the born-again experience that they would bow the knee to Jesus Christ and that they would come to the living God this holiday season. So, Lord, as we give this today, would you bless the money? And again, Lord, would you bless the givers of this money? I'm looking for the supernatural in this. As we just cut checks and put regular old greenbacks in this bin, Lord, I'm asking for miracles for people that are going to get the money and the people that are giving it. Would you please do this? In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go past you.
Good morning, everybody. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here. So, yep. Yes. It's a great day to be here. So we're going to get up and get some energy going. Let's get it going. I want to hear voices today. Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you.
maker. You are Lord of all. You're the one who changes our hearts, changes our lives. You literally come with God energy and God power and God life, and you dwell inside us. It's still the most amazing thing I've ever encountered in my whole life. You're in a category all by yourself. You don't have any peers. You don't belong in any kind of a catalog. We can't reference you that you're like anything or anyone else. You are God Almighty, and we're just overwhelmed that you love us so much. You don't just come into our lives and point at things we should work on. You literally come in our lives and you change us from the inside out so that we quit doing the nonsense we used to do. You bring us into wholeness. You bring us into freedom. You cause us to walk in blessing. And Lord, we're just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Thank you, God. It's a season of thanking. We're so full, God. We want to say thank you for your love that's filled our hearts and filled our lives and filled our families, that's filled this church and has filled this neighborhood. And again, Lord, we thank you for these two families that we get the privilege to be able to represent you and show them the love of God, what it really looks like in measurable ways. We get to do that in the name of Jesus this year. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Bless that family. Bless both of them right now. We don't know what their deal is. We don't know what their situation is. We know some of it. But, Father, we're praying for a complete turnaround, for salvation to come to both homes. And, Lord, if they're saved, then we pray for breakthrough. We pray that you would defeat the work of the enemy, that you would revive them and refill them and refresh them in your presence. Would you please do this, God? As we get ready to get in your word today, Lord, I pray that just like these songs we just sang, Lord, would you speak to each one of us, every heart? Would you stir in faith that as we get in your word, Father God, would you remind us that we're called to you, that we belong to you, and that each one of us have a God-designed destiny in our lives to fulfill? Would you please do that, Father? I pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. Man, that's awesome. So all the kids are released along with the children's church workers.